In the Gospel of John, there are seven I am statements. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said, I am the true vine. And Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and I am the gate. This fourth Sunday of Easter has traditionally been called Good Shepherd Sunday, because it is in today's gospel that Jesus declares himself the good shepherd. And so what do we need to know about sheep? Well, here's a real story that tells us why sheep need a shepherd. In July of 2005, one sheep wandered off a 50-foot cliff in Turkey, and 1,499 others followed. Can you picture it? 1,500 sheep, each walking off a cliff, one after the other. Soon they were piled so deep that the ones at the bottom were crushed to death, and the ones on top were lying on a big, downy, soft pillow. This follow-the-leader herd mentality, while completely absurd, tells us one important fact about sheep and the reason sheep need a shepherd. They are not the smartest creatures in the world. And here's another reason sheep need a shepherd. Even if they are in absolutely perfect conditions with green pastures and still waters, sooner or later they will just wander off. They'll wander away. If a shepherd doesn't manage them and keep them under constant surveillance, they'll wander off and get lost, and maybe even walk off that cliff. Sheep are also defenseless. Think about it. There are three different ways that animals react when they perceive danger: fight, flight, or posture. So what about fight? A sheep gets frightened or sees he's in danger. Maybe he sees a predator coming forward toward him. What is he going to do? He doesn't have claws. He doesn't have fangs. He doesn't have venom. He doesn't have spines or quills or large talons. He's got nothing to protect himself. So fighting is obviously not an option. How about flight? Just turning around and running away. Unfortunately, sheep are not very fast, and they're not agile. And so a sheep is not going to outrun most predators. The sheep will not fight, and it cannot take flight. So how about posture? A dog will bark and growl and show his teeth to warn you away. A lion will roar. A cat will arch his back and hiss. The best a sheep can do is to say, bah. Sheep can't fight, they can't run away, they can't scare away. So what does it do when it encounters danger? It flocks. When a predator approaches, the sheep will gather with others in a pack and run around in circles in complete panic. Without a shepherd to protect them, they'll be picked off one by one. But one thing about sheep, they're wary. A stranger they will not follow. They will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. And so sheep have this remarkable quality of knowing their master's voice and instinctively fearing anyone else. In this matter, sheep are perhaps smarter than most of us, for we do not flee voices contrary to Christ's. Instead, we draw closer to those voices and say or ask, "Tell me more." In fact, I think we spend a lot of time and money to listen to those other voices. If we want protection and safety, we must stay with the true shepherd, Jesus, and within the protection of his flock. Satan cannot harm us unless we open the door. Satan is like a dog on a leash. He can only harm us if we get too close to him through our own foolish decisions. And yet so many people do. They savor the darkness of pop culture. They visit pornographic internet sites and are drawn in by commercials telling them to buy the latest product with its promises of empty fulfillment. Surprisingly, Jesus does not begin today's gospel, however, by describing himself as the Good Shepherd, but rather as the gate. And let me explain how this image works. A shepherd would herd his sheep into a low-walled enclosure of piled-up rocks with a small opening. And at night, since there was no gate, just an opening, the shepherd would lie across the opening to keep the sheep in and predators out. So he would literally become the gate. So access to the sheep could only be granted by one of two ways. Either he had to enter by way of the shepherd, or that through that gate, or you had to sneak over the wall. Only a thief would sneak over the wall. So Jesus thereby claims to be the one and only true way into the pen. Only those sheep and shepherds who come through Jesus can experience the benefit of his promise. He said, "Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture." And so there are several features to Jesus being the gate that are worth thinking about. The first is that whoever enters through the gate will be saved. Elsewhere in the Bible, we are told that the disciples of Jesus will not lose their life, but save it by following Jesus. And the second, Jesus promises, in addition to salvation and freedom, that his sheep will find pasture and never hunger or thirst. Jesus teaches that a thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy, but he came so that we might have life and have it to the full. No one comes to the Father except through him. And so Jesus is the Good Shepherd, the one who cares for his sheep, who knows them, but more importantly, he is the gate. And so I guess when God says that we are sheep who need a shepherd, he doesn't really mean that as a compliment. It is just a very realistic assessment of who we are and what we need. We are sheep who are dependent upon a shepherd. To say that God is our shepherd and we are the sheep is to humble ourselves, admitting what is true about us, and to elevate God, declaring what is true about him. When you say, "The Lord is my shepherd," you are saying something that ought to move your heart in praise and gratitude. As sheep, we are weak, often defenseless, and reliant on others. This would be incredibly bad news if we were being sent out into the world alone, or if we chose to try to do it on our own. But we are never alone because Jesus is our shepherd. In the middle of all the crises we face today, like the sheep in a flock we should gravitate to the one whose voice we recognize, because we know that every day he comes to us to open the gate so that we might have life and have it abundantly. Today's gospel forces us to ask ourselves, whose voice is it that I am following? Is it the voice of the immoral elements of our society? Is it the voice of the popular but self-absorbed? Is it the voice of our own selfishness? Or do I follow the voice of the Good Shepherd?